Hey guys, it's John with Catholic for Rednecks coming to you live from Leeds, Alabama, which is the birthplace of the Catholic for Rednecks outreach. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. So this is where I started my channel. Now, this little town that I'm in, Leeds, Alabama, walking my dog, Callie, is actually located about 15 or 20 miles away from Birmingham. And it's actually in three counties, Jefferson, St. Clair, and Shelby. And this creek here, yep, it looks like a creek. It's actually a river. It is the Cahaba River. I'm watching out for snakes. And the Cahaba River starts in a little area called Clay, a few miles from here. It just comes out of the ground like a well, a spring, and it flows from, it's near Trussell, Alabama, if you want to Google it, near Trussell, Alabama. And let me tell you something, this river goes all the way down south to the Montgomery area, to a town, I believe it's called Cahaba. And if you live in the Birmingham area, you cross over this river, it gets pretty big. You cross over it all day long, don't even recognize it, don't even know it. But slow down, girl. I'm always being pulled away by women. Anyhow, this river here, and you can Google it, Cahaba River, on your Google. And you will find out that it has more wildlife, flowers, critters, insects, salamanders, fish. It has more species of life than any other river in North America. Think about that. The Mississippi River, the Colorado River, all those big rivers we've got in our country, and this little bitty creek right here has like over 500,000 different kinds of little critters living in it. And if you go below Birmingham towards Tuscaloosa, then it gets really big, and there's a flower. There are some flowers and animals and critters that live in this river or along this river that exist no place else in the world, believe it or not. And I come down here and walk this dog as often as I can. And I love it. But it twists and winds all through Alabama, dumps into the, now get this, it dumps into the Alabama River, I believe, and somehow makes its way to the Mobile Bay of the Gulf Coast. So the Native Americans, the American Indians, the First Nation, whatever they go by today, they were getting their little canoes up here and go all the way to the Gulf of Mexico to do trade and to do things that Indians used to do. Very amazing. Callie's my German Shepherd, my son Lee, Alder in California when he lived in San Francisco with a woman. You know, he passed away almost a year ago, be a year next week. Appreciate all your prayers, but he ditched his dog when he went to be with the Lord, and I've got her, and I try to walk her a couple of miles a day as I'm able to. And one time I came down here to walk her, and she got in the water just like I showed you, and I found myself stuck like knee deep in mud or quicksand, whatever you want to call it. I could not get myself out. I had to actually fight to get out, and I lost my shoes. I think it was like right in here, right in there, but the mud went up to my calves and knees instantly, and I started sinking, and I was able to get out of there. But you know, had I been as old as Rob from Blue Collar Catholic or something, I may have died. I also, this creek merges with another one. I keep calling it a creek. because it's so tiny here. It's about two city blocks wide below here, and has a beach. And one time I was on this other river, and I stupidly went on a canoe trip with a redneck friend of mine from church, and it had thunderstorm for like 3 days. And actually, you see this whole park, it fills up with water when it rains real hard all the way across. And we were canoeing, and there was a dam that had built up, massive dam made out of debris and branches and fallen trees and such. And the only way to get across the dam was to go to the edge of it and go around it. There was a gap about 3 or 4 feet wide, and the water was moving real fast, like a broken water main through that gap. And so we paddled our canoe. We had a shotgun with us for snakes. And believe it or not, there's alligators and snakes in Alabama. There's also sharks. Sharks have swam up river in Alabama before. And I'm sure they haven't been up here in a while, but it's mathematically possible for a shark, you know, before they built dams. You see this place right here where all that debris is? That's sort of the way it was. And you know how we tried to go through that gap, and the canoe flipped, and I went underwater so far, all I could see was some yellowy sunlight filtering through the clouds. And I was going down, down, down. I don't know how deep it was, but I really did think that I was a goner, and the Lord had mercy on me. And somehow I popped back up to the surface and swam to the shore. And the biggest fear I had was crawling up on a snake, because I've seen some big snakes around here. Alabama is snake infested. Let me tell you, I've had them crawl up on my deck between the boards. I've had them crawl up the side of the house, fall out of trees. I've seen them everywhere. And I'm terrified of snakes. Like girls are scared of mice, I'm scared of snakes. So anyhow, I went underwater. Somebody left their net. I went underwater and popped back up, made my way to the bank. The canoe was floating upside down, and my redneck buddy, he was like in chest deep of water trying to catch the canoe. I wasn't worried about the damn canoe. I was worried about surviving. And that's when Brian, my son on Instagram, Catholicism, a little plug, he was a little guy. So anyhow, we washed ashore with a shotgun and that canoe. And all of a sudden, a very severe thunderstorm blew up, like tornadic. I mean, a very intense thunderstorm with several inches of rain and just constant lightning and wind. And the force of the water had pulled my shirt off and my shoes and everything. I lost everything but my shorts. I was wearing a pair of shorts, so I have no shirt. He lost his clothes too, the water, the suction. So we're both in shorts, no shirt. We got a shotgun, and we don't know where we're at, because Alabama's got some places that are very, very remote to this day. So to make a long story even longer, we had to find help. So we hid the canoe and the shotgun in some bushes, because we didn't want to walk around, you know, half naked toting a shotgun. I mean, that's not out of the ordinary in Alabama, but we didn't want to get shot ourselves. So we found us a dirt road, which led to a paved road and some shanty houses. Really, I mean, some houses that you would not think would exist in the United States of America. I mean, shanty houses, shotgun houses, just poverty ridden, like Appalachia, however you say it. Experts don't know how to say it. So we finally found a house, and it was just pouring rain, and this is before cell phones. And knocked on a door, and a lady cracked her door open. She had a chain on the door. We said, we capsized our canoe. Can we use your phone? We don't need to come in. Just please make a call for us. So she went and got her phone. And you younger people don't know what I'm talking about, but we used to have these phones in our houses. We didn't have cell phones. And she handed us her phone from behind the safety of her door through the opening. And I finally got my wife, Connie, to answer. And keep in mind, it's still storming. And she said, well, where are you at? I'll come get you. I had no idea where we were, but if you want to Google, there's a little town called Warrior, Alabama. Warrior, Alabama. Near the Warrior River. And if you Google that, we were probably a few miles from that little town. Anyhow, we had to hand the phone back to the lady. And, you see that Asian lady right there? Hey! She lives down the street from me. And she's been walking her dog for years. She walks. She probably walks. She told me, hey! She told me she walks an hour and a half a day. And she power walks. You can see she's moving pretty quick. And that's her second dog since I've known her. She probably thinks I'm stalking her. But, anyhow, it took about an hour and a half for Connie to show up. Of course, her and Brian, they were laughing their asses off because we were a mess. And then we got her to take us back down the road, back to the dirt road. And I don't know how we did it. I don't remember. But we got the canoe, the shotgun, and got home. But that's probably the closest that I've ever come to drowning. And, it was quite an experience. So these were, and you know, I told you when it rains, it floods. There's a road there. It's called Highway 119. And it goes from Montebello, Alabama to Asheville, Alabama, like three or four counties. And when it's a gully washer, this whole place is underwater and the snakes come out and stuff. But anyhow, this is where I started my YouTube channel, I think. Right at that park bench. And if you look over there in that parking lot, there's a few cars there. And I did not know that's where the same-sex folks like to hook up. So I used to go over there to that park bench. And after a while, I realized where I was and changed locations. Plus, every time I tried to do a YouTube, the maintenance department would be weed eating and blowing. And there'd, be all kinds of people and distractions. So I finally started doing them in my truck, and which is fine in the winter time. I started in September of 2017. But after, quit, stupid dog. Sorry, my bodyguard. But anyhow, when I started the channel, in September, when it got cold, I started doing my videos from my truck. If you've seen my early ones, you can go to my videos, which no one watches. They only watch if I have a guest, which is why I'm mainly on Instagram these days, but nobody watches my YouTubes unless I have a guest, which I have every Monday night. I try to have a live guest. And if you're interested in sharing your Catholic testimony, your conversion story or reversion story, or if you just got a Catholic passion or anything, you're welcome to send me a email, johnedwards62@icloud.com, or you can slide into my DMs, as they say, over on Instagram, Catholic Rednecks Instagram. And I never look at my Facebook, so I do have Catholic Rednecks Facebook, but I never look. I opened it like once a year, and so I don't even know if it's up. But anyhow, if you'd like to be on my show, come on. Anyhow, I started doing, see my trucks right there, that white SUV. I started doing my shows from that truck, well, a different truck I had, which is nice in the winter. But in the summer, you can't do it because it's hot as Hades. And you have to run the air. It makes a lot of noise. So I quit doing that. So let me see if I can flip my phone without losing y'all. Hey, see my Marine hat? R.O.B. Rob from Blue Collar Catholic likes to wear his Navy hat. I was in the Marine Corps. And when I was in the hospital last week, having throat surgery, my wife surprised me with this hat. By the way, if you're a veteran, and I'm a veteran, I saw more action as a police officer than I did as a Marine, thank God. And, but I didn't know that I was eligible for free health care. I didn't. Blue Cross has been crooking us for years. I mean, there's some people going to hell work for insurance companies, but my son's mother-in-law was in the Army. She was born in Japan, and she found out about VA health care, and I thought you had to be a 20-year vet, wounded, or something like that, but no, because, hey, look at this, hang on. I'm not going to pick that up. I'm sorry, Karen, but I'm not picking up dog mess. So she went to the VA because she had had some ailments that she felt were a result of Army boot camp. You ever heard that expression, your mama wears Army boots? Well, she really did wear Army boots. Born in Japan and lived in, I think she also lived in Taiwan. But anyhow, she said, John, why don't you go sign up for your VA benefits? I said, I was only in the Marine Corps 4 years and I wasn't wounded. She said, it don't matter. So I went down there and I found out, because I'm a Camp Lejeune survivor. I don't know if you've seen those commercials on TV about the water poisoning at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They run the ads on TV all the time. But I was at Camp Lejeune getting poisoned in the 80s. And so I went in there, filled out about 3 pages of paperwork, took my DD-214, and guess what? I got free health care for life. Really, free. And the only reason I went and tried it is because I had a dermatology appointment. I'm a regular dermatologist. I went in there and found out that Blue Cross did not pay my last visit, so I owed $1,000. I had melanoma, and they weren't going to see me without my money. Now, how in the hell are we getting cut hundreds of dollars a pay period for Blue Cross and paying and getting bills at the same time? What the? Oops, I almost said it. So I said, the hell with this. I said, I'm going over to the VA. So I sat down. It took me 10 minutes. Filled out some paperwork. They ran my DD-214 through a computer. Sat me down in a seat like I'm getting my driver's license. Took a picture. It made me look 95 on it because I didn't know I was getting my picture made. Took me a picture. And then they scheduled me an appointment with a primary doctor. And I went to the primary doctor and they sat my ass down. And they said, write down everything wrong with you from your scalp to the soles of your feet. And I did. I mean, I wrote down everything. And I didn't realize how messed up I was. So I wrote it all down. Then what they did is put me in their system. And they made an appointment with a specialist for all those ailments. And that's what I've been doing since January, going to doctors literally every week to some kind of specialist, psychiatric, depression, what's it called? Not STD, but PST, what is it? Trauma stuff, OCD, intrusive thought, migraines, back pain, torn rotator cuff, 2 torn meniscus, AFib. I'm leaving out half of it, but every week I go and I don't pay anything. They gave me an ID card. You run it through a scanner, and I've never had to wait more than 5 minutes to see a doctor. And you say, well, they got some sorry doctors. No, they use the same doctors at UAB. The doctors at UAB come over to veterans, and the surgeon that did my throat last year at UAB, who's supposed to be the world's best, a dude from India, he did my throat last year. And when I went to get my throat checked a few weeks ago, and they needed to go back in there, guess what? They sent the same surgeon, and I'm blessed. I have no complaints. I've heard all kinds of horror stories about the VA, but I know that Trump kicked them in the ass real good while he was in, and they made a lot of changes from what I understand. So if you're a veteran, if you're in the military at all, you might be wasting a lot of money getting cut for Blue Cross when you can get stuff free. And while we're talking about the government, I've got family that were paying out their ass for Blue Cross Blue Shield, which used to be the greatest thing in the world. When I was a Birmingham policeman, we had Blue Cross Blue Shield. You paid $15 copayment, and that's the last you heard from them. You just went to the doctor for $15. Now, I mean, my God, they'll send you a $50,000 bill, and they're crooks. They're crooked. I do believe that those people will spend some time in a place called purgatory at the minimum. They're horrible people. But a couple of my family members went to Obamacare. Don't get mad. I'm no Democrat. I'm no liberal. I've never voted for a Democrat in my life. I never will. But, and I know a lot of my friends are 50-50 on Trump. I like Trump myself. I've voted for him every time he's ran for office. And I'm going to vote for him again, even though I don't know if he'll be available, to tell you the truth. I think he will, but man, this country's a mess. Everything politicized, you can't. I'd probably lose my channel just saying that. But anyhow, add a family member or two, go to Obamacare, and they were paying out their ass for Blue Cross and still owing money. And guess what? They got Obamacare. Now, one of my friends lives in Los Angeles, and she's well-to-do. Well-to-do. Then she retired. And when she retired, she no longer had her employer paying the bulk of her Blue Cross. She went to Obamacare. I ain't kidding. She got some kind of policy for like $30 a pay period. $30 freaking. It's like $38. She said it's better than Blue Cross. And I don't know the particulars, but hey, why pay for insurance like Blue Cross or some of these other crooked companies and end up going to the doctor, paying your co-payment, whatever it is, $100, whatever they're paying you. And then, unbeknownst, a month or two later, you get a letter from a freaking bill collector that you're getting sued over $3,000 or $5,000 or $1 million. I've had it happen so many times, I don't even open the mail. It's like Rob from Blue Collar says, you can't get blood from a stone. I mean, look around. If I got $1 million laying around, you know. But anyhow, I advise people that don't have health insurance to check out Obamacare. And to check out, if you're a veteran, and, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I'm not really a veteran. I was in the Army. I was in the Air Force, but never saw combat. That's not what that means, okay? If you served in the military in any capacity, I don't care when it was, back in World War II or yet last week, call or go to your VA. I would go in person, because you get on the telephone with them jokers, you might be on the phone all day. But go in person, and where I'm at in Birmingham, they got a whole, you just go in there, you pull a number, like you're at the bus station, and you sit down, and they call you up, and they walk you through it like you got 3 brain cells. And it literally, the entire process probably took 45 minutes. And boom, I have. Because I was at Camp Lejeune, not saying that they'll do this for everybody, but because I was at Camp Lejeune, and if you're a veteran and spent at least 30 days in Camp Lejeune between 1950 something and 1987, you can get free health care because they pulling the hell out of the Marine Corps and their family. I mean, you know, those of y'all know me know I've lost two kids to cancer, and I found out I got things wrong with me I didn't even know I had wrong with me. They called me in there and they looked through all my medical records. I guess they pulled them up from somewhere, and I had stuff wrong with me no doctor ever told me. And had to go untreated, who knows? I mean, I'm getting older anyhow. I'll be 62 this fall. I know it's a shock to you. But make sure you got, if you're a veteran, go down to the VA hospital and talk to someone, and you never know. You might be entitled to a whole bunch of, you know, if they had to send me like to Atlanta or Montgomery to see a specialist, they pay for the trip. So I don't know why I got off on that, but something to look into, because this country, something that bothers me about this country is our government wants to take care of everybody in this world but the ones that bled and sweated for our freedom. I mean, they'll send billions and billions of dollars to rogue, crooked, corrupt countries and regimes. And the street corners are full of veterans. And it's real sad. Every time I go to the VA, I see amputees. I see guys in their 20s and 30s that was over there in Iraq and Afghanistan that are effed up in the head. They're effed up in their body. Amputees. Just some hurting people, man. You know, they're whatever money they're getting is not enough to live on. It's really sad how our country can take care of crooked regimes with billions and billions of dollars. And look at it this way. Those wars that we are funding by proxy, they're never going to end. There will never, ever, ever be peace in the Middle East till Jesus comes back. And Ukraine and Russia and all that, they've been fighting since the beginning of time. It's totally futile. Wars are futile. I'm a substitute school teacher full-time. And sometimes I'll run across an old globe or a map, and it's amazing to me how the names of certain countries keep changing. They're on this globe, then they're not on the new globe. You know, even America. You know, there's parts of the United States of America that were part of Mexico right before the Civil War, like Oregon, Colorado, Texas, California. They were Mexico. And right here in Alabama, where I'm walking right now, this used to be Spain. Can you believe that? This land that I'm walking on right now used to be Spain. And then I think it went to the British. I think I failed Alabama history. But, I mean, it ain't Spain anymore. It's United States of America. But this, I'm walking on what used to be Spanish soil with a Spanish flag. And before that, it belonged to the First Nation, the Cree and Cherokee Indians. So, anyhow, if you have an Instagram account, please go over there. I know it's mostly young people like me, but Instagram's really cool. They never harass me. YouTube and TikTok and Facebook have harassed me, my Catholic content, since day one. And even, you know, during COVID, I was locked out of YouTube for like a year. I didn't even get on here for a year. I think it was 2020, I didn't do anything on YouTube and didn't think I'd ever come back. Then one day, I was able to get back in my channel. So I do these live interviews on Monday nights. And with my health, depending on my health, I think I'm going to do a few other nights, or maybe not just be locked into Monday nights. And I pray for everybody that watches my YouTubes and Instagram. Seriously, I pray for you guys. And even though I try not to read the comments because, you know, I've not yet been perfected in love and faith and charity. and I will snap on an AMF in a minute. But, you know, I have anger management issues sometimes, and I don't have any tolerance for complete stupidity and ignorance, which is usually what people put in the comments and know nothing about the Catholic faith. I was one of them. I was so ignorant about the Catholic faith for 50 years. I thought I knew what Catholics believe. I knew nothing about what they believed. And going by the comments I see from time to time, just, you know, maintaining my channels, you would not believe the outright lies that some very good people believe about the Catholic Church. Just outright lies, misinformation. Even Catholics, you know, a lot of stuff the media puts out, and I'm talking about Catholic media, a lot of stuff they put out about Pope Francis is a damn lie. It's called clickbait. It's called a narrative. And it makes a lot of money. You got somebody on here on YouTube, Instagram, trashing the Pope. It's easy money because you got some low information people that believe everything they see on the TV, and they jump on the bandwagon, they start sending in their money. And I got out of that. If I had kept watching negative programming about the Catholic Church, I don't know if I'd be Catholic right now if I believed all the stuff I hear and see on YouTube or the media. The media lies. You know, I'd give you a real good example of it. A few months ago, there's a guy named Michael, and he's a friend of the channel. Has done great things for this channel, for my family. Michael, I won't dox your last name, but I woke up and had a text from him with a link. And when I pulled up the link, it was a bunch of that official Catholic stuff from the Vatican, which I just kind of browsed through it. Didn't think much of it. Then almost as soon as I got through looking at that link that Michael sent me, my Southern Baptist brother, Terry, whom I love, he's Southern Baptist. He texted me a headline from Fox News about Pope Francis and the Catholic Church blessing same-sex marriage. And he says, is this fake news? Well, it was fake news. And anyone that reads that document and just reads it will know the church was not sanctioning or blessing, ordaining, or agreeing with same-sex marriage. But you know what? Somebody in the media ran the story, and they all ran it. And now it's just like all the other BS, lies, and misinformation and spin, just like the whole Pachamama thing, a bunch of spun lies, misinformation, distortion of truth, purposely crafted by the enemies of the church. And now everybody, you know, I see it in the comments every now and then. Oh, Catholic Church is now blessing same-sex marriage. No, it ain't. And I know Father James Martin pulled that publicity stunt where he was had two guys holding hands. He was standing there, looked like in a cafeteria from the 70s with paneling on the wall. And he's acting like he's blessing. That's forbidden. If you read the document, which a lot of people do not read the documents. If you read that document, it's very clear what that blessing's intent was. And the only way that you could say the things that people say is if they didn't read the document. So it didn't bother me none. You know, if you know on Sunday morning, if you haven't been to confession, anyone can go up forwards. You know, when you walk in any Catholic church, I don't care who you are, what you believe. You walk in a Catholic church and you dip your fingers in the baptismal font, you know, the water, holy water, and apply that holy water. You are applying God's blessing to your life. I don't care if you're a serial killer, a child rapist, a politician. Well, you know, politicians are probably the worst people in the country. I don't care who you are. If you put your little fingers in that holy water and sign, do the sign of the cross, you will be blessed. I'm not saying you're going to heaven. I'm saying you'll get blessed. And if you ask any priest to bless you, they're not going to stand there and interrogate you on a city corner. They're going to bless you. How many times you've been grocery shopping and bought your groceries, especially at a place like Publix, and they say, have a blessed day. That's a blessing. The power of a blessing, power of words. And Pope Francis sincerely wants marginalized people to feel welcome to the church. He has made so many statements in defense of traditional marriage. I don't see why the media don't run those wall to wall, because every week he's saying something. You know, a lot of my rad-trad friends that actually hate Pope Francis and believe every lie told about him, you know, when Pope Francis does get on TV frequently and blast all this LGBT stuff, abortion, women priests, he blasts it. They don't repost that on Facebook. They don't repost it on Instagram. They want to go back to something that so-and-so said, the Pope said 5-6 years ago. And all this, it's just, you got to be careful what you watch. I'll just tell you right now, I don't watch any Catholic YouTube. I don't watch it. People say, do you know who Matt Frat is? Yeah. Councilor Trent? Yeah. All those people, I don't watch them. I got nothing against them. But I learned, when I worked at EWTN, I learned a few things. And if it don't make me fired up about being Catholic, I don't watch it. Same thing with Fox News. Oh, let me take something back. I do watch Blue Collar Catholic with Rob. He is the only channel on YouTube that I watch. And I don't watch it every time he comes out with a video because I'm busy and he don't watch all my stuff, but we're friends, you know. And he's got the only channel I'll watch. And if my son, Brian, if he puts something on there, I'll watch it. But I don't watch these videos. You know, 90% of them aren't even priests. You know, they got an opinion. They got a spin. You can make some money in Catholic social media if you'll get on there and trash the Pope. People want to hear it. People want to hear it. They want to hear garbage about the Pope, garbage about the Vatican, what ex-cardinal so-and-so said. They eat that stuff up. They want to believe bad. So, same thing with Fox News. You know, I think that CNN is rotten, and I think MSNBC, NBC, all the mainline news are rotten. But, you know, I find myself, if I watch Fox News for 2 or 3 nights in a row, I'm ready to move to Costa Rica or some other place because it's going to hell. And, you know, watching all these riots, you know, on all these college campuses lately, I'll probably lose my channel just talking about it. But you watch these college campuses, these riots at New York University, at Columbia, you realize that those are liberals protesting liberals. You go talk to the people on both sides of that issue, you know, Israel and Hamas, Gaza. You go talk to those guys taking over the buildings and marching in the streets and wearing their bandanas, and both sides, I guarantee you, 99% of them voted for Biden. So it's liberal on liberal. And, you know, if you watch that stuff, with me, it fills my heart with rage and hate. So I have to back off. When I'm a priest here in town was teaching about confession and going to confession. And he said that what he noticed in the confessional is he says he cannot tell you how many men, white men, over the age of 50, they come in there in the confessional raging, and they all have something common. They watch Fox News every night like it's a Super Bowl. And Fox News, you know, I don't trust anybody. I don't. I'm a boots on the ground guy. And I just don't believe it. I don't believe half of it. They've been caught in lies. They've been caught in clickbait. I trust them more than I trust CNN. But, you know, I've been watching the riots and protests just like most people. And they got me wanting to leave the country or join a revolution or something. It upsets my peace as I tell my school kids, and y'all gonna jump on me for this, but I say you're breaking my Zen. Z-E-N, you know, being at peace. So, you know, you gotta watch what you know, the content, what are you feeding your soul? Because what you watch on YouTube, what you see in your news feed can dominate your thinking, and what you're watching may not even be true. There's some huge Catholic online publications that are garbage, absolute garbage. And you saw what happened to Church Militant. You know, they're bashing the Pope and the Vatican about same sex. And guess what? We all know what happened there. Usually when someone's hollering and mad about a certain subject, it's what they're struggling with. Like, you know, I noticed when I was in the Pentecostal ministry, if I heard a preacher up there really preaching hard and heavy against pornography or drinking, usually a good sign he's at home looking at porn and sipping a beer. It's usually the way it works. So, I try not to hammer on particular sins because I don't want to give my sins away. I'm just kidding. My biggest sin, my two biggest sins, I'm going to tell you right now, is probably getting angry. Anger is a big sin of mine. Oh, unbelief. You know, I struggle with my faith, not my Catholic faith. My Catholic faith is absolutely logical. It's a no-brainer. I mean, once you understand the Catholic faith, it's intellectually, academically, historically, theologically, logically perfect. I ain't saying the people were perfect, but the faith is perfect. I see no flaws in it. And once again, I'm not talking about the people. I mean, there's some messed up folks on this earth. You know, Jesus didn't come down here because we were good. But I struggle. You know, sometimes it's like I told one of my friends, you know, I struggle with believing, period. Not believing the theology and teachings of the Catholic Church. I sometimes struggle with believing in God, that there is a God. And I've told a lot of people, if the Catholic Church went completely off the rails for real, I mean for real, where they just got up there and became like the Methodists and the Lutherans and the Episcopals and rejected God's word flat out with a big smile on their face, like the Lutherans wanting to enshrine abortion, the Methodists, it's a damn shame. It's a mockery and an abomination. That's the fruits of the Reformation. They're all going off the rails, all of them. They're trashing us Catholics, and they're the worst of the bunch. I look at my dog trying to get to the truck. He's dragging me. Hang on, baby. Hang on. I forgot what I was going to say. But, believe in God. There are times where I have thought, you know, if something happened, you okay, baby? She slipped, she had muddy paws and slipped. Good girl. I've always thought, you know, if something really, 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 really bad happened, to absolutely convince me that the Catholic Church was totally false, if that really happened, you know what I'd do? The next logical thing for me would be to be a deist. You know what a deist is? A deist believes that there's a benevolent supreme being that created earth, threw it out there to let it spin on its own, and rarely, if ever, gets involved in the affairs of men. And that maybe if you live a good life, then you'll go to heaven if there is a heaven. You know, that would be my second choice. That would be my second choice. Because I'm giving this walk with God all my heart. You know, when I got put down,
put on under anesthesia, which I think is cool. When I had surgery the other day, last week, you know, they put that mask on you and they're telling you, breathe, and they're making jokes like, we're going to hit fast forward and see you in 4 hours and 10 seconds from now, all them jokes. I was praying the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, over and over and over. And I think I prayed it at least 3 or 4 times before I went under. My faith is in Jesus. My faith is in the Catholic Church. I'm going to tell you right now, this is me, okay? I don't give a rip about what other people say or leave in the comments. For me, Jesus, the Trinity, Christianity, the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the Bible, the Catechism, it's all one thing. One thing. There's no separation between Almighty God, Jesus, the Gospel, the Catholic Church. No separation. It's all one thing. And that's how I'm going to roll. That's how I roll. I believe it. I believe it in my heart, and it's logical. But what I struggle with is sometimes I get discouraged. You know, life beats the hell out of me. I've been through a whole lot, a lot of tragedy, a lot of trauma in my life. And it just seems, you know, just never-ending attacks, just attack after attack after attack. And sometimes I wonder, where is God? You know, where are you, God? I'm going on 62. You haven't spoken in my ear, not a single time. Then you get to watching all these Christians, hounds that hear God talking to them out loud and seeing the Virgin Mary. I've never had anything like that happen to me that I can think of. So I'm on raw faith. I run off raw faith. So, hey, JR, sorry I couldn't see. Hey, Stephen, I couldn't see any comments, Stephen Fish, because I got on sunglasses. Anyhow, please, 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 if you're on Instagram, please go over there and look for me, Capital Rednecks, and send me a DM if you ever want to be on the show. I'm going to open the show up. You don't have to be a convert. I've had an Anglican on. I've had 2 Baptist family members, a non-denominational. I've had, what else have I had? I've had some other person on before, and I wasn't interrogating them. I do not give hard interviews. I don't interrogate people. I'm not the press. I'm not a true crime reporter. I tried that. Very dark, but very, I mean, I had some viral videos right off the bat that was too dark for me. But if I have you on my show, I'm not here to interrogate you. I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm here to hear your story. You've got your story. It's your story. It's no one else in the world has your same story but you, and God can use you in a mighty way. Even if you're a sinner. Even if you're a sinner. Hey, doctor. Cradle Cat, who's been on a year and a long journey back to the faith. I've often wondered about the state of Catholicism in the South. Love your channel. Thank you for loving my channel. Doctor, the Catholic churches here are full and growing. I know I see the naysayers that live up north crying and sobbing about the church dried up and dead. That's your fault, people. Get your church full of people. I mean, I'm on YouTube, Instagram promoting my church. I invite people to my church every Sunday. Our churches are full. I don't know what you people up in Michigan and Chicago are doing. I don't know. I live, move to a red state. You ever thought about that? You ever thought about moving to a red state, which is like living in a different country compared to the far left loons I see on TV and on the news? Move to a red state. Don't move to a Democrat city. They're awful. They're worn to. They're horrible. Who would want to live in a blue-controlled city? I wouldn't. I mean, even the right-thinking people in Hollywood are leaving in droves, and all you people in California that are leaving California for Texas, don't vote the same way and ruin that state. Texas is final value. If you like that, you're moving away from stuff, and then you're voting the people in to make. I don't understand. It's like a It's like a stage 4 cancer spreading. That political party is Satan. It is of Satan. And I pray God brings them down. They're evil. You notice I didn't promote the Republican Party. They're evil too. But if you pick two bad guys in one room, the worst guy is the DNC. They're this very mouth and heart of Satan. There's no way a believer in Jesus should back the garbage they're promoting, ungodliness. They're horrible agendas. But I love you. Please go to Instagram. If you want to be on my little show, shoot me an email, johnedwards62@icloud.com, or slide into my DMs, as they say, over there on Instagram. I never, ever check my TikTok messages. I never, ever check Facebook. Never. And the only way to get a hold of me is icloud.com or my DMs on Instagram. And I usually run a couple days behind on the DMs. So we got about 22,000 active subscribers, and I get bombarded with mail. So I love you guys. I really do. I sincerely believe this. Thank you guys. People like Marcy, Stephen Fish, Michael, these guys out there, JR, I really love you. Lou, a bunch of you. I pray for you. You're on my mind all the time. I pray my rosary. Every time I'm in my truck, I'm praying my rosary. I'm praying for you guys. God bless you. I'll see you soon.